Currently on Infinity News.
Tuesday at 9 p.m. in Camp Coroner, Dawn Breaksey had Sienna Scale evicted out when spotted harassing her doormate Zoe Fasalo.
Miss Scale had been pulling people out of their beds from day one of camp. She has received the name of the bed harasser as well as 5 days of kitchen duty.
Miss Fasalo has stated that this was not the first time Miss Scale has pulled her out of her bed.
She is also gladly relieved that Miss Cahill had been punished and removed from Dawn Breaksey.
On Wednesday, the 20th of August, 2020, Ryan Matlitsky, student of 6M All Saints College, used every ingredient available to make a wrap for lunch. He even went to the length of making it look identical to the Mona Lisa. To the shock of all who were there, he did all this in just 4.9 seconds, which appears to be a new world record and a bit of a flex. Eyewitness Ashton Yu stated that Ryan's hands were just a blur. He managed to put the pineapple on in a mere 0.43 seconds. This concludes that Ryan has indeed set a second world record for putting pineapple on a wrap. We have him in now. He states that
Weet-Bix are the secret to my success.
His coach, Sensei Sandwich, has created a new rank just for him, known as the Double Black Belt. He will be knighted by the Queen on Friday, so from now on, he is to be known as Ryan the Almighty Wrapness. He will also be reattempting this on Sunday, as he believes that wholemeal wraps are easier to work with. There you have it, folks.
This is Sam Pretty Mitra and Lauren Kwan on 7. On Monday, the 17th of August, 2020, Miss Lauren Kwan was spotted narrowly escaping a tragic fall into the deep depths of the sea below the jetty. Miss Ampriti Mitra happened to witness Miss Kwan almost falling into the sea, so she immediately grabbed onto Miss Kwan, leading her to safety. In a later interview, Miss Mitra commented, "Frankly, I thought Miss Lauren was going to fly away. I mean, like, it has been known to happen in recent events."
After being informed of this event, Miss Elise Maslin demanded that Miss Kwan must always be connected to Elise, held strongly at all times. Miss Elise Maslin then awarded Miss Mitra a Bravery, Strength and Selfless Award.
Today, Camp Quarantup had a horrific complaint from a student at the camp. Tyler Wheeler complained to his secretary about his soggy, sloppy, stinky socks. This event occurred at 2 a.m. in the morning darkness, where there lurked the stinky puddle of doom. Mr. Wheeler screamed, forcing his whole dorm to wake up. Here is Tyler to talk to us today over a recording because he is in hospital blow-drying his socks.
Why should anyone go through such a situation? My socks currently feel like the Pacific Ocean. I have no idea what I stepped in that night, but it was so sticky. Right now, I'm in hospital trying to dry off this yuck. Please check my room geek to see the scene of the stinky puddle of doom.
This is Land News reporting. Good night.
On Tuesday morning, 6M went to go fishing, but they didn't know what was coming. Some people like Zoe Vizzalo weren't ready for the danger of the seaweed.
She was wearing thongs, and the seaweed monster was ready to devour some thongs from young children's feet. Regan and Tyson knew that the seaweed monster didn't like shoes, so they wore their sneakers so their thongs didn't get taken.
Now, on every beach in Australia, there will be signs saying the seaweed monster likes thongs. Because of this sign, there will be no more sightings of lost thongs.
Big news, just seen yesterday afternoon. Zaya and Tate were spotted singing Let It Go in the Year 6 dorm called Dull. Go.
This wasn't just normal singing, folks. Many crowds came rushing in to hear the vocalists.
One of the crowd members, Sienna Skell, stated that it was brought a tears into her eyes. The singing lasted for hours and made everybody sing along. Be ready, folks, we might be having a singing competition 2.0.
On the Year 6 trip to Camp Quarrenup, four pun masters competed in the annual IPT, International Pun Tournament.
The competitors consisted of Orn Mohammed, Ashton New, Rohan Patel and Oliver Dudley.
Each competitor bravely fought for the pun crown, Orn Mohammed using his iconic egg puns to stir everyone crazy.
Ashton using his cat puns to persuade us.
Rohan, or commonly known as Kohan, had to pay the fine of rapping as a penalty, and
Oliver also used egg puns to make everyone go hard-boiled. Eyewitness Michael Renicki stated, "It was very punny and was the best show I had ever seen."
The article you have just read listened to was egg-tastic. News! This Monday, everybody in the Mutton Bird dorm was screaming outside due to the cockroach infestation. Tyson Bortolotti is on the scene now and telling us about how he failed. "I fell out of my bed, then I realized that nobody was in the dorm. I looked on the ground and saw over 1,000 cockroaches on the floor. I then instantly ran outside and joined the others on the floor." There was a search outside to find out what caused it, and then we found out that Oliver Dudley left a crumb in his bag.
Survival. Today, a new survival school was created by Mr. Ashton, Mr. Kohan Patel, Mr. Orn, and Mr. Oliver Dudley. "Bubble tea is a major distraction of thirst," states Mr. Orn. "If you had a glimpse of Mr. Oliver, you wouldn't think you're in a forest. You would think you are in utopia drinking beautiful bubble tea. Scientifically proven, bubble tea can keep you going for a year. The bubble tea doesn't even have to be in your mouth. It just needs to be in your brain."
Mr. Michael Reinecke is awarding unlimited allowance of bubble tea in Utopia. They are even being advertised and called the Bubble Tea Legends.
"Especially, it's all for free."
Only yesterday at Camp Quarrenup, Mr. Nicholas Christie was found wearing Big W socks. Yes, you heard me right, Big W socks, and he was proud of them. When he proudly entered the dining hall and showed off his socks, witness Elise Maslin and other members of the Year 6 staff and cohort were instantly gossiping about this disgrace.
"It was an offence to the sock race," Elise Maslin commented. "They were under $5. Sock investigators were found searching in Nicholas's bags after these events. They will be reporting this dilemma to the police shortly to avoid any more such sock disgraces. There will be change in the law book on section 874, laws on underpriced socks."
Right now, on Nine News, headlines meet newspapers' front pages.
Gluten-concocted salami mayhem. Not so long ago, a resident at Camp Quarrenup, Ella, has recently been found consuming a deadly, life-threatening piece of salami.
This malevolent piece of salami found its way into containing gluten. The effects of the gluten-containing salami is unknown to the human race. The salami was then led to the ISO to be quarantined for 14 long days. Scientist studies have led them to believe 90% of the salami contained gluten. Meanwhile, Ella was hospitalized. Though, can you believe it? She was laughing. Was this a prank? Stick around to find out.
Last Tuesday, 6M faced the worst event of all. Fishing. Now, you might think fishing isn't bad, but you'd be thinking wrong. 6M faced seaweed, the worst ocean ornament of all.
All you could hear was ew and gross because of all the seaweed that people were stepping in,
claimed Jacob. Whilst people took their sweet time walking, Daniel Ma and Tyson raced across the seaweed as fast as a bullet. The seaweed scavenge took place in the middle of the seaweed patches where Xavier Smith got his foot stuck and Daniel Ma had to come back and help him.
On the 18th of the 8th, 2020, Lauren Corn was walking down a steep hill full of rocks when she slipped and fell down a 6-foot hole.
She called for help for almost 10 minutes before realising she would have to take matters into her own hands.
Witness Sam Pretty Mitra says that she found Lauren climbing out of the hole with her bare hands.
She is extremely lucky to be alive, Mitra commented.
Lauren has since been awarded a Bravery and Strength Award and has gone to become a motivational speaker who talks about facing your fears and being brave.
And it all started with her falling in a hole at Camp Quarrenup.
Today, on Wednesday, 20th of August, we have a near-death experience with Michael Reinecke. Michael felt an uncertain rumble in his stomach for exactly 2 minutes and 28 seconds, 12 minutes before the start of the bushwalk. Michael reports that it felt like a pillow fight was going on in his stomach. 4 minutes into the bushwalk, Michael could feel excruciating pain in the left part of his stomach. His friends describe this event as a horrible incident. 4 investigations have been made by the investigation team of Australia, and it is found that Michael was caught feeling green beans on the tip of his hand on the side of the bed. Now, it has been declared that every Wednesday on the 20th of August each year will be declared as Green Bean Day, No Touchy Day.